Tech Talk alert, after our latest digital life hack, you're going to hear one of my weekend show's best calls. You don't want to miss it. You've seen the headlines. AirTags being used to stalk spouses and strangers. It's rampant, and it could happen to you. The AirTag is great for tracking luggage, keeping an eye where your car is located, and finding lost keys. But bad actors are using them to stalk and keep track of people as if they were prey. How to tell it's happening to you? If you have an iPhone, it's clear cut. When an unknown AirTag has been following you, it sends you an alert that says, AirTag found moving with you. You can play a sound to locate it, view its location, and get steps to disable it. Now for Android, there's no built-in feature to track AirTags like there is for an iPhone. But Apple has a specific app called Tracker Detect for Android. Download it in the Google Play Store, and it will tell you if trackers are following you. Again, that's Tracker Detect. Hey, I'm giving away a $1,000 PC or Mac right now. You can enter to win on my website at commando.com/win.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, just as I promised, here's a fantastic call from my show that you've got to hear. Tony in Richmond, Virginia, you're up next.
Hello, Kim. Kim, I have a real problem here. I've been a photographer, commercial photographer, for over 50 years. And moving into the digital world, I'm good at taking pictures. I'm good at working on them in Photoshop. But my digital filing cabinet is a total mess. I've accumulated 53 external hard drives that are all about, you know, between 500 megs and or 500 gigabytes and 8 terabytes each. And I just cannot keep up with all the files that I've got. And I'm hoping that you're going to give me some recommendations as to how to lighten my load in my life of the fear of a client calling me up and asking me for a picture I took 2 years ago.
Wow. This is a big problem, Tony. Okay. I'm not going to underestimate it. This isn't something where I can wave my digital goddess wand and go, poof, life is good once again for Tony. Okay. but we can try. We can try. Okay. So you have all these different drives, all these different clients, and nothing's organized. Is that what you're saying?
Just about.
Okay, are you using Adobe Lightroom or anything like that?
No, I just buy 2 hard drives at a time and just keep dumping files into them as I do projects. Okay. So when they call me for an image, I've got to try to remember what the project was, what the date was, you know, that kind of thing. And it's embarrassing, and I don't say much to my clients, but it does take me hours sometimes to go through hard drives.
All right, so what you're going to do is get something called a NAS. Don't worry about writing this down. We're going to send it all to you, okay?
Okay.
NAS is short for, because there's always, everything's always shortened inside the tech industry. You know that. Is Network Attached Storage. And so basically what it is, I want you to think of like one box that is just full of a ton of hard drives, okay? And what you're going to do is get all the photos that you have on these 53 drives up to 8 terabytes, which is huge, a lot of data. And you're going to transfer all the contents onto this NAS drive. Okay. From there, we're going to put on some software that will help you organize and categorize. And so you can find a specific image. So if you know that it was Carolyn on the beach, then you can type in Carolyn Beach, and then Carolyn's photos will pop up, and you'll have them within seconds and not hours. Okay.
That'd be great.
You could also search for boats, New York City by location, Milan, wherever you have been. And so the whole idea is that we're going to put this tool right in front of you. Now, a NAS drive, I will tell you right now, it's not cheap. This isn't a $50 hard drive that you're going to buy and throw away. Okay. It's we're talking like probably 80 terabytes. Okay. Is probably going to run you about $3,000.
Okay. Okay.
So, and then you have to start thinking about redundancy. So you want to make sure that the NAS is configured for redundancy because we don't want you to lose any data. And there may be some data that's super important to you that we always want to make sure that's backed up in the cloud as well. So, okay. So it's a pretty big project. I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just going to say you're going to have to approach this methodically, which sounds like this should be no problem for you. Because, I mean, if you can figure out how to find one image on 53 drives, more power to you, buddy. I mean, I'm proud of you for doing that, okay? I mean, because, like, let me tell you, this morning I was looking for my health insurance card and I couldn't find it anywhere. So I'm like, you know. So you want to look at a Buffalo NAS drive. We'll send you a link to it. There's a cheaper alternative, but I don't know. I think I'd be more... The cheaper is, say, 40 terabytes. But I have a feeling that you're going to keep finding more drives as you go along. So I'd be inclined to just bite the bullet from the get-go and buy the $3,000 NAS and then start working my way on how to configure this and how to get it done. You may need some help, some local help, somebody to kind of work with you to configure this, get the software on, at least do the first couple of drives to show you the procedure. And then after that, you'd be all good to go. So, Tony, thanks for your call. Hang on the line. Our lovely Amber is screening calls today, and she'll send you out some information via email that will at least get you started, and appreciate your call today. Hey, thanks for listening. Now, if you have a tech hiccup that you want me to solve, your path is clear. Head over to commando.com and click that email Kim link. I go through every single note. I read every single one, I promise. Now, don't be the last to know. Get the tech edge that you need in today's life. Get my free daily newsletter over at getkim.com. That's getkim.com.
Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends, the more money you keep. Pretty obvious, right? Except that with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, it's harder than ever to maintain good profit margins. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. It brings your accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform and one source of truth. Reduce IT costs instantly. NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no local servers or software to maintain. Plus, having a unified business management suite cuts the cost of having multiple systems and improves efficiency. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim.